This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Oh yeah, it's still hot and dry out there, and I expect it will be for many weeks to come. But I got out to the west of my little cabin in Seven Mile Creek last week for a nice hike. I hiked west out on the mesas, through the pinon and juniper, and the meadows. The meadows, oh my goodness. The stubble is what it is out there. The grass never greened up this year. A few little tiny, tiny little sprigs of grass sometimes down near the roots. It's not looking good. The ranchers up in the Tonto have sold off much of their herds early, below the weight they'd love to have them at, because they recognize that the graze is not going to be there for them this summer. Water holes are drying up. The cattle tank on the mesa west of us, it's mud that has dried and cracked at this point. But on my hike, I turned around out at Jim Sam Butte and came back up through the box of Seven Mile Creek for about 4 miles. And there was water down in there still. Plunge pools that have held what little winter water we did receive. And some of those plunge pools are pretty good size, thousands of gallons even, and full of life. Oh, everybody is visiting those plunge pools these days. The deer, the cattle, the insects, and the polywogs are down in there swimming around. There's plenty of algae because the water's fairly warm. Oh, cattle are looking peaked that are left out there. In fact, I came around a turn in the Box Canyon, and there was a bull. Now, normally, I'm pretty shy of bulls out on the range because they don't see a lot of people, and the people they have seen have burnt holes in their hides, so they're not fond of people. But this poor fella was so tired and hungry and thirsty that my presence didn't seem to faze him a bit. He looked at me sadly as I skirted around him there in the canyon. It felt good to get out. It feels good to hike and see the wild country. But I'm nervous. The good news is the dry oak leaves are on the ground now, and the fresh leaves of the deciduous trees are coming out green and moist. Let's take care of this beautiful wild country we call Arizona until the monsoon gets here. Looking forward to seeing you, enjoying the great outdoors, and staying hydrated and safe wherever you're going. This has been Arizona Trails with Ed Eberline.